Good morning. Thank you so much for coming back. I'm Twanda Black, your host. We have a group that, you know, a lot of people don't know about and don't realize that the industry is so huge, especially for our Black brothers and sisters. The Rodbenders joins us today with President Eddie Champion, Marketing Director Dale Hill, and Assistant Marketing Director Kenny Collins. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, tell us about the Rodbenders. A lot of people don't know how huge this industry is.
I'll say the Rodbenders Bass Club, and we're really happy to say that this is our 30th year of existence, and we're looking forward to our 12th anniversary of the tournament down on Lake West Point.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a group of hunters decided to become fishermen, and we've grown to 50-plus members, so we're kind of a force to deal with in the Finnish fishing industry.
That's a good thing. But, you know, there are many groups out there just like yours, right?
Well, nobody can do it exactly like the Rodbenders.
I just mean industry-wide, that there are a lot of fishing groups or anglers
out
there.
Yeah, there are a lot of clubs. Mm-hmm. Most clubs don't last as long as we have. They mm-hmm. kind of break up or go their separate ways. But we've been in existence for 30 years, and we do a lot of things. I think the thing that keeps us together is the fact that we do things in the neighborhood or the community other than fish, and we've got a lot of professional members that kind of keep that going for us.
So talk about the community outreach. That's really important.
Okay. Our significant others are also a part of our club. They're called the Benderettes,
mm-hmm.
and they support the club itself supports children, and we also have a teenage bass club that's associated with the Rodbenders. But our significant others support homeless shelters and other things around the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't realize that today, in today's climate in academia, that there are scholarships for fishing now, right?
You hit the nail on the head. And part of the community outreach that we've done is, first and foremost, we want to get young people out to fish, get them out, get them outdoors into the fresh air, let them experience what it's like to enjoy nature
mm-hmm.
and learn skills of fishing, because there's a lot of lessons that can be learned in fishing in terms of leadership, in terms of being able to learn how to be disciplined and patient.
Mm.
So life skills that you can learn just while doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also made that a very big part of the organization in doing kids fishing derbies, where we take a group of children out to designated places around the city or around outside the city that get them on the water, teach them about basic fishing skills, and spend some time mentoring to them about life and some of the things that we've went through in our own lives
mm-hmm.
to try to help them and theirs.
You know, I'm so sure that gets them to put down the electronics for a minute.
Yes, ma'am. And matter of fact, we don't even allow you to put your phones on while you're with us.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to focus on what we're doing and let the kids just kind of get away from what they typically do in that time we have them for a few hours.
You know, I think, too, that industry-wide, that they will also learn that there's more to just, you know, putting a pole in the water, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And your second point was in terms of fishing now. You can get a college scholarship and be able to go get a full ride at a university bass fishing, just like football, basketball, or other sports. Now it has become another avenue for parents to put their children in that could possibly help them with their cost of their education, which is fantastic. Matter of fact, we've got one of our young members now who's whittling down from six universities who has offered him a scholarship to come fish at their schools.
Wow.
He'll be our first graduate this year moving into the college fishing ranks, which
mm-hmm.
we're really excited and very proud of the fact.
That is phenomenal. You know, I grew up watching the fishing shows, and actually, secret, I still watch them. Love that stuff. But, you know, you look at all the electronics that are involved. There's a lot of technology involved in the fishing industry.
Absolutely. Technology has, just like every part of our life, has found its way to the fishing industry. it's almost impossible if you want to go on the water and truly be competitive in fishing in tournaments not to have electronics, because, you know, the environment has changed, the fishing pressures have changed on the lakes, so the fish tend to move, and you can't see them with your naked eye, so electronics allow you to be able to find them, find structure that they're on in different parts of the lake, and navigation. It's phenomenal. Really, it's phenomenal.
You know, what's really, and tell people, I mean, it's like golf for me. You know, I asked my friends, what's so special about golf? And one of my friends said, getting that ball to go where I want it to go. So talk about what's so special about catching fish. What's so special about fishing?
I'll let you handle that one, Kenny.
Well, fishing is a relaxation for a lot of people. It gives you time away from your daily routines and your working atmosphere and gets you out with nature. It allows you to concentrate and think about things that you wouldn't do normally if you're in a work environment. Mm-hmm. And to go out and specify one species of fish that you're trying to catch makes you want to be better fishermen than what you are just sitting around. People have no idea about getting on a boat, relaxing, and then going out, being competition with other fishermen to outdo them and catch a mass variety of fish. So fishing is a relaxation sport as well as a competitive sport.
Yeah, it's very competitive. A lot of people don't know there's a lot of money in competitive angling and competitive fishing. And I mean, just a lot of money, a lot of prizes. It's huge.
Yeah, you think about it. It's a $64 billion industry.
Wow.
The fishing industry is. Mm-hmm. And then when you think about competitive bass fishing, there's hundreds of millions of dollars that guys win every year all over the country fishing bass tournaments and other types of fishing tournaments, whether saltwater or other avenues of fishing. Mm-hmm. And so it can be extremely lucrative, but it's extremely competitive. And there's nothing that you can just drop into and think you're going to make a lot of money, because it just doesn't happen like that. But those who are willing to pay the cost and really get out and do the research, buy the equipment, you know, pay the tournament fees and get into these events, you know, can have a shot at going home sometimes anywhere from $5,000 to $500,000.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And you know, when you think about how huge the industry is, you're talking about boats, trucks, flies and poles and, you know, all kind of gear, motors, and this is so much within that industry. You know, a lot of people just look at, oh, we're just, you know, we're just fishing. But you think about that is a huge, huge industry.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So your annual event is coming up, your annual homecoming event. Talk about that and talk about the history of it, where it came from, and where you are today.
Okay, we've been doing this for, this is the 12th year. And the way it started is the club really enjoyed fishing the beautiful West Point Lake. And we decided that since everybody enjoyed fishing the lake, that we would try a tournament on the lake just to see what the turnout would be. And in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce, it seems that we've grown and grown. We started off with probably 25 to 30 boats, and this thing has grown to 100, probably 150 boats this year. And it's just it's amazing how it's taken off, and the people in LaGrange, Georgia, have embraced the Rod Benders Tournament. And I'm not sure how big it will grow, but it has really grown over the last 12 years.
I know in one of the ones a few years back, you had fishermen from all over the place come to West Point to fish with you guys.
Yes, ma'am. They're coming from all over the Southeast. Matter of fact, we had anglers come as far as Maryland last year. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the really cool things about our event. We really attract a broad reach of anglers, a cross segment of anglers who, you know, there's a lot of tournaments, but most of the tournaments don't give you the value, don't give you the entertainment value, don't give you the things that the rod benders do. And guys have really gravitated to that, you know, because what we try to do is treat the anglers as well as the attendees and those who come to weigh in, families and and friends and those who want to come and actually see the how the tournament turns out, mm-hmm. we try to make it special. We give them, you know, prizes. We draw for prizes. We have games for the families and the kids that come out, jump houses, and we have cash cubes and things that the kids can get involved in, and just really try to make a fun family day on the lake. We have food trucks that will be a part of it, you know, so people will come out and have an opportunity to, who may have never been to a bass fishing tournament, to come out, sit and watch the results, see people bring those big, beautiful West Point bass yes. across the state mm-hmm. and at weigh-in and enjoy the day. It's such a beautiful spot that we have on the lake that we do the tournament. And it's just a wonderful way for families and to get out and enjoy, you know, nature.
Yes, yes. Now, I have to say, from somebody who's experienced it, that it is exciting, it's fun, it's amazing to see these huge fish that these men have caught, men and women. There's actually women who have been in there. Yeah, so men and women. And it's just an amazing, amazing time. Tell people how they can be involved, the ones that want to fish, the ones that just want to come and see.
Well, the individuals who want to come fish the tournament, they can go to our website at rodbendersbassclub.com or .org. That's rodbendersbassclub.com or .org, and register online. The information is there. You just follow the cues through the end, and you can register, pre-register for the tournament, and pay for it all at one time. Mm-hmm. Those who want to come out, they're welcome to come out. Weigh in is at 3 o'clock, but we start staging and start doing events for those at 1 o'clock. We open up the camp to people who are going to come out and just kind of watch weigh in and the kids, and they can come out around that time.
What's the date?
The date is April the 22nd, mm-hmm. Saturday, April 22nd, at West Point Lake at Pine Road Park.
Mm-hmm. Also, Dale, they can actually register at the tournament, or they can register at the Red Roof Inn prior to the tournament on Friday before the tournament. So we'll be there starting around 4 o'clock at the Red Roof Inn to take registration, and we'll also be at the lake the morning of the tournament to take registration. So if you haven't registered, it's never too late.
Red Absolutely. Roof Inn in LaGrange, right?
Yes.
If you go up to our website, the information and addresses to the Red Roof Inn are there. We'll start registering on Friday at the Red Roof at approximately 4 o'clock in the afternoon through 9 o'clock that night. If you miss that, you can meet, as Mr. Champion just said, at the ramp that morning starting at 4 a.m. to register.
Wow.
So we give you three ways to register for this tournament, mm-hmm. which is unusual in itself. So we really look forward to some of your listeners coming out and being with us. We've had such a great response from your listeners in the past, and we really want to take it to another level because this, again, like we said, is our 30th year. We want to expose just that many more people to what we do. And we really want to encourage you to bring out the young people. You know, we really want to try to get more young people involved in the sport, especially as it evolves and diversifies. We want to make sure that we're represented across the spectrum. And so we're excited, and hopefully that they'll come out and join us. And God bless us with a beautiful day.
Yes, yes, very important. Look, tell people, are you taking new members for the Rod Benders Bass Club?
Yes, we're always taking new members. And it's a six-month waiting period, and I guess, period to make sure that you're the type of rod bender that we're looking for. But, yes, we're always looking for new members for people that love to fish and want to do the things that we're doing as far as the community is concerned.
Now, do they go to the website for that?
Yeah, you can definitely go to our website and spend some time and find out about the club, where we meet. We meet once a month, the first Sunday of the month, at 4 o'clock in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And that information is up on our website. Spend some time to find out about us and get to know us. And if you're interested, you can show up or give us a call. The numbers are there. And let us know your interest, and we'll invite you out.
All right, all right. Now, again, tell everybody the date, the time, and what they need to do to be involved.
Again, you know, our homecoming tournament is April 22nd, Saturday, April 22nd. Those who are interested in registering can go online at rodbendersbassclub.com or .org, or you can register at the Red Roof Inn at Highway 109, 1601 Lafayette Parkway, LaGrange, Georgia, Again, that information is up on the website, or you can register at the ramp at Pine Road Park, 4 o'clock Saturday morning as well.
April 22nd. And so what time will you come back in for the spectators?
Spectators, again, can start coming in at 1 o'clock. Weigh-in starts at 3. Uh-huh. So we'll have festivities start going on at 1 o'clock, where, again, the kids and the families, they can come out and sit and watch and play and do some of the games and some of the activities that will be going on the campsite.
Very exciting time.
There'll be hot dogs and hamburgers and cold drinks for the kids that want to show up early.
All right. Eddie Champion, Kenny Collins, Dale Hill, all from the Rod Benders Bass Club, and looking forward to that homecoming on April 22nd. Thank you so much for joining us, gentlemen.
Thank you for wanting to support.